I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
After the FBI watched Eric Swalwell and his Chinese spy friend break the law over and over and over again, then did nothing. After Nancy Pelosi was warned, hey, you know, Mr. Swalwell there sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Those are the highest security clearances offered to Congress to sit on that committee. Because you see what? Intelligence. Maybe, you know, given a security briefing, hey, he seems to be like a little compromised by this Chinese spy. You know, I should know that. Nancy Pelosi did nothing, left him on the committee. Which is, but folks, this is why Chinese were so focused on him. Now we know the FBI watched him and her commit crimes, including at least 4 illegal donations. And that in return, he helped her to place interns, spies, I don't know, not only in their office, but in other congressional offices. Sounds like a conspiracy to me. And what did they do? Well, he was on the Democrat crime plan, where the FBI observes your crimes, notes them, and then ignores them. So finally, belatedly, under Donald Trump, we just watched Swalwell swarmed with FBI agents who finally did what FBI agents should have done years ago. Took his phone, took his computer. Folks, now we know. Do you remember, you know, Swalwell was in that governor's race out in California. And our side was saying, wow, Democrats sure have thrown him over that boat. Wow, man, they must just think he can't win. No, what did I tell you? Your humble host. I get it right every time. What did I tell you? Cash Patel had hinted they had a lot of Chinese intel on him. I said, that's why they just dumped him out of the governor's race. They don't actually care that he's funded by China. I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi's funded by China. Her husband went from making $400,000 a year to having a net worth of hundreds of millions of dollars. Doing a lot of that through business with the Chinese. The rest through insider trading. So, I mean, Nancy Pelosi ain't going to knock somebody off the Intel Committee for, you know, illegally getting bribes from China. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, right? She don't want anybody looking too close at her, but wow. So finally, the FBI, which really has become a criminal agency, operating as it should, seizing the laptop, seizing the phones, probably too late. But at least they're trying. At least they're trying. Folks, the question that I have, as we're learning about all of this, especially the declassified documents this week that show us that the FBI knew of Swalwell's crimes with China and let him continue to serve on the Intel Committee. As all that comes out, I got to wonder, how many of those people and how many of the people around them are still in the FBI right now? How many? And how many people who worked on the Foreign Intelligence Task Force, which was put together to cover up the crimes of Democrats, not Republicans, the crimes of Democrats who were taking bribes, including Joe Biden, Swalwell, and others. So what they would do is they would go after you criminally if you spoke of the Democrats' crimes, if you spoke of their collusion with our worst enemies on earth. And by the way, for Darlene Graham, if she's listening, that would be China. China starts with a C. You can remember it that way. China is our worst enemy on earth. And their number one priority is Taiwan and controlling shipping lanes. Just so you know, I thought I'd note that. But for those who do know that our worst enemy on earth is, in fact, China, that is a problem. So, folks, we need to go through the FBI with a fine-tooth comb and get all these people. It's going to be hundreds of them. And it better start. It better start after midterms. Let me tell you why they're all going to sue to stay. So they can continue their reign of criminal terror. So it's going to take us 2 years to get these people out after all the lawsuits. It's got to start, I mean, days after the midterms. Because we leave them, folks, we're going to lose the Republic. They will be up and operational if they're not already. The second Trump leaves office. And let me, you know what they're going to be doing? Putting his kids, his staff, his cabinet in prison. How do we know? Well, they did it last time. They put everyone around Trump in prison, or tried to. So this is not just about fairness. It's about the survival of the Republic and honestly, the survival financially, criminally of everyone around Trump, because they're going to come for him like the hounds of hell. He better get him out of there because we're not doing it.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.